I sort of have a philosophy that if it's good and if you're supposed to be doing it, people will like it who are meant to like it. And if they don't like it, that's okay too.
Singer-songwriter Elin Jewell makes music because it feels right. And with a breakthrough album and a road-tested band, Americana fans beyond her backyard are nodding in agreement. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Lucinda, Gillian, and Billy, with an I-E, are a few of the names used to describe Elin Jewell's sound. But thanks to her latest album, Letters from Sinners and Strangers, she's getting her own name recognized, opening for Loretta Lynn, earning Best of the Year accolades, and now heading out for a European tour. Travel is nothing new for Elin, a self-described lonely rambler girl who's called Idaho, Alaska, L.A., and now Boston home. But FUV made its way onto the itinerary, and host Claudia Marshall asked Elin to describe her music and the source of her laid-back style.
I think it probably has a lot to do with the fact that I really feel like I'm doing what I should be doing. I've done a lot of other kinds of work. I mean, I don't even consider this to be work, but it is my job now.
What other kinds of work have you done?
Oh, man, everything from landscaping.
Landscaping?
Yeah, I did some like physical labor, farming. I changed babies' diapers, and I was a nanny.
Oh, you did the nanny thing?
Yeah. It was great. I loved it, but no matter what I did for work, I always felt like I was working for somebody else, and it always sort of made me a bit on edge, and I felt a little out of place all the time. And so I think when I play music, I just feel, especially just singing in general, has something about it. It's such a physical thing, and you can feel it happening, you know, in you, and there's something really relaxing about that.
Someone and you're carrying a guitar case and they say, oh, what kind of music do you play? What do you say?
I use a lot of words that end in ish, which I guess aren't really technically words. Like, it's like blues-ish, country-ish, Americana-ish, folk-ish.
Do people just smile and nod at that point?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Well, it's funny because I notice as I read different things that music writers write about, and you know, people are busy comparing you to like Gillian Welch, Lucinda Williams. I've heard Madeline Peru. Is there one artist whom you most admire that you'd most like to be compared to?
I do love Bob Dylan, but I wouldn't necessarily say that I should be compared to him. I feel grateful for people kind of lumping me in with, you know, the folks that they do.
You could be in a whole lot worse company, I suppose,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And I mean, I don't mind being compared to other people now that I'm starting out, but hopefully someday it'll be a little different. Like, people will be compared to me. So for now, I'm happy, though.
It's a rich man's world, a rich man's world, and who am I in it? Who am I in it? Nothing but a lonely rambler girl. Lonely rambler girl. Misfit, mismatch, not a penny to my name. Trying to get to someplace that doesn't look the same, look the same. Someplace that feels right, never mind any fortune or fame.
Elin Jewell and her band performing the tune Rich Man's World live at FUV. To hear more exclusive sessions from Studio A, visit the audio archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.